Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A prayer for God's perfect timing in my life. Written and read by Lynette Kittle. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Ecclesiastes 3:11. The world seems in chaos, like things are occurring haphazardly. Yet in reading the Bible, we see that God knows about timing. In fact, He set time into place. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Genesis 1:5. Everything God has planned through history since the world began is perfectly timed, as Galatians 4:4 reveals. But when the set time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law. Often we don't see how God could possibly perfectly plan things out, especially in such detail. But He knows how to put us in the right place at the right time. No details are too difficult or small for Him to work out His plans in our life. Daniel 2:21 describes how God is over all time. He changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. Even delays may not be what they seem, but rather God calling things into place in our lives. Whereas we often believe it is the enemy interrupting and interfering, it may rather be God's grand orchestration. There's a popular saying that God is never late and rarely early. Of course, we know through Scripture that God's timing is faultless and perfect. He is not disheveled or haphazard with time. Exodus 9:5 reveals how God sets time beforehand. The Lord set a time and said, "Tomorrow the Lord will do this in the land." As well, Ecclesiastes 3:1-8 explains, "There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Whenever we doubt God's timing, all we need to do is look in the Bible to see how God is in the details of life. Mark 1:15 reminds us, Jesus said, "The time has come." He said, "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for setting time into place. Help me to trust that you are working out the details in my life in perfect timing. I surrender my will and desperate efforts in trying to make things happen when and where I want them to happen. Teach me instead to trust you are moving on my behalf. Show me how to believe that you really make all things beautiful in your time, the time that really matters and counts for all eternity. Thank you, dear Father, for your word that encourages and reminds me that I don't have to worry or fear missing out on all you have planned for my life. As Psalm 23:6 reminds me, surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, hello, Quenice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.